But as you were investigating Abu Zubaydah, you discovered that he has a brother named Hesham, who has been living in the United States, first in Portland, Oregon, and now in Florida.
Yes, it's fascinating. And I was, you know, my immediate reaction, was I was just simply blown away that, you know, this high-value detainee, alleged terrorist, first the number two, number three person, Al-Qaeda, which we know is the government has since recanted,
right,
you know, had a younger brother who lived in the United States. And I simply found that to be fascinating. I guess, you know, let me just say, I found it to be fascinating for my initial reaction to it was, I wondered what he thought, knowing that he had a brother that was tortured, that was in Guantanamo, and I really felt that was something that I wanted to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, obviously, as you know, because we've been speaking about Abu Zubaydah over the years, that everything we know about this man comes from the government, you know, whether it's government officials, you know, federal law enforcement, FBI, the CIA, everything we know about him, everything that's been, you know, said about him, for the most part, that's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, and in addition to that, his story or what happened to him, is everything's classified. So it's so difficult to get details about, you know, about Abu Zubaydah. And I really wanted to, you know, put what I was hoping would be is the definitive profile on Abu Zubaydah together, put it into, you know, a report with details maybe Hesham could help me with.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just stunned when I found out that, you know, he was living here in the United States and he'd been here since 1998, you know, came here when he was 22 years old. And I tracked him down. And what I found was is that he actually had a very, very interesting story that was not just interesting, it was disturbing, and it really was worth telling in depth.